Now, I'm hoping that my old mate Keith is going to give us a call because he was one of many people that watched a television programme last night on Channel 5. Okay, Keith is out and about. I don't know what he's not. Actually, I don't think he's actually listening at the moment, but he's out and about. But he is going to give us a call because I haven't seen the programme, so I can't really comment on only other. You know, the only way I can comment is because of the facts that I've got in front of me. I didn't actually see the programme. The facts are that a shameless father. See the spin on the words there, shameless, because it's very similar. Although I don't think Frank Gallagher had 26 kids. Shameless father of 26 who lives on benefits defends his right to claim handouts and demand a bigger house for his family. Unemployed Peter Rolfe has fathered 14 boys and 12 girls with 15 women. His three-bedroom council house on the Isle of Wight isn't big enough for his family. He wants a four-bedroom house and says he deserves it and extra money too. He's raked in more than £500,000 in benefits already and he's appeared on This Morning to defend his lifestyle. It goes on, an unemployed father of 26 who's already raked in benefits of £500,000 says he deserves more money to support his huge family. I'm hoping this is me old mate Keith.
Hello, mate. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. So, did you watch this programme last night?
I did watch the programme last night, mate. Yeah, it was involving. Is it Peter Rolfe? Is it over there?
Peter Rolfe. Yeah. Did you watch it from start to finish?
I did, mate. Yeah.
How did it make you feel?
Well, I wasn't jealous of the fact that he was getting the benefits. The benefit system is at the moment is totally out of order, mate. It's totally out of order. Well, what I do feel sorry for is the people that are working their guts out having to pay for the benefits. You know what I mean?
Well, there is that as well.
To fund the benefit situation. But in all fairness to Peter Rolfe there, he wasn't the only one who was on the programme. There was another family, I think it was in Ipswich, that had a house converted to a seven-bedroom house for them. And also the benefits that they still get, etc., etc. And I think she had 13 kids, that one.
Well, do you remember last year or the year before, there was a lady that had loads of kids and she wanted a bigger house as well. And she actually got one, didn't she?
Well, I think she turned it down. I think at first she turned it down because of the publicity that was involved with taking the property on Ian. I don't know whether that's... she did take it in the end. I'm not sure, mate. You know, I've
yeah.
still chased that up.
I kind of remember that. And didn't she get paid lots of other things as well? Like she had dogs and things. A horse. Didn't she have a horse as well?
Apparently so, mate. Yeah.
Looking after a horse. I mean,
that's his hobbies.
It is incredible when you think about it. I mean, it really is. When you know that there are people like yourself that are struggling, people like yourself that out there that are not being able to claim anything. And
well, I was just telling a couple of friends of mine here. I've got Ed and Nessa with me today down in Portsmouth, and we've met out for the day. And tomorrow will be 11 months since I last received any benefit from myself.
So, I mean, I can understand this leaving a bit of a bad taste in the mouth. Then
I don't think it's what, it's not exactly what you know, it's who you know. If you can get into the system where people are there telling you what you couldn't talk to, unfortunately, I went from what was called as incapacity benefit onto ESA, which was an entitlement that apparently I wasn't told at the time, or maybe I was under my medication, I never took it all in, that apparently that only lasts for 12 months. And after that period of time, you can't reapply for ESA,
right.
which is now coming into a halt anyway, as is with DLA, which is a disability living allowance, and it's all going to come under one heading, which is PIP, which is personal independence payment.
Right.
That is what I'm still waiting to be assessed for, Ian, which is now, like I said, 11 months.
Hang on a sec there, Keith. Just need to see who's on the other line. Hi, who's this?
It's only me, mate.
Hang on a sec there, me old flower.
Hello, Mark.
Can I just ask you something?
Yes, mate, go on.
Take over, right. Why don't you?
No, sorry, mate. Go on, what was I going to say?
No, you've said it now. Go on, I'll sit back.
No, I just wanted to ask. Now, this really must give you the ump. Because it do me. You know what I mean? This geezer's got 25 kids. What is he claiming? Did they say?
Well, I know that one stage he did have one of his benefits stopped, which was, I think you'll find, was the Disability Living Allowance, the DLA. But he's now got that reinstated because he was showing off his brand new electric scooter last night, etc., etc. But in all fair justice to the guy, I cannot blame the guy. You've got to blame the system. The system's
Exactly. It's the system at fault. But at the end of the day, if this geezer can knock a mix out 26 times and have 26 bleeding kids, he's got to be fit enough to work.
A rosette pinned on his chest, didn't he?
Do you know what I mean, though, Ian?
I don't know, perhaps they got his medication wrong. It's Viagra instead of something else.
Well, it seems like it, doesn't it?
It does make you wonder. I must admit, Ian, sorry about that, mate. It was a bit of a laugh.
Yeah, but no, it's true, isn't it? What's he been prescribing him?
I don't know, mate. I don't know. I noticed that he was on a stick and he had a bad limp and whatnot. I don't think he would be
on a bleeding stick.
Because I think he's not retired age. He's not retirement age yet. I think he's 63. And is he 63?
64.
He's 64.
Yeah, 64.
So,
it's just outrageous. Honestly, it's outrageous. And you've got people on Facebook, like, sort of backing him up and doing, saying this and that.
Well,
what's it come to when people like you, look, who really need the dough, and you've got someone like that screwing it?
Yeah, but as like I say, it's not the guy's fault. If he's got somebody there saying, well, you've got to have this, you've got to have that, you're entitled to this, you're entitled to that, he's going to take it, isn't he?
Well, there is that to it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the only thing I can say is he has got 18 members of his family still staying in his three-bedroom council house.
There was one. I think one of the daughters did get a job, but I think she only lasted three shifts, and she said the job was crap, and so she jacked it in. But the unemployment on the island must be terrible anyway, isn't it, Ian?
Unemployment. The Isle of Wight is an unemployment black spot. There's no two ways about it. It has been for years.
But
the thing is, if they see the old man just sitting there on his tush, going out, getting £800 a week, what does it make the kids think?
At one stage, Mark, he was getting £1,500 a week.
Oh, stop the clock.
No, it was £80,000 a year. And I think some other quote was put that over the period of time that he's been claiming, he's actually claimed £500,000.
Well, someone on the old Facebook sort of put me in with a Nazi camp.
Right? Yeah.
Now, I'm not a Nazi, but I would have cut that geezer's gonads up years ago. And I would have cut his benefit. I would have cut the lot off. If you want these kids, all these kids, I mean, you're not talking about 7, 8, no, you're talking about 26 kids here.
Yeah, we must admit though, it's not one mother, is it? There's several mothers involved, there's several other women involved.
Well, I should believe, well, I hope so, the mother being
You're saying that, mate. The woman that's, I think the one from Ipswich, I think she's had 13 kids, and she's the only woman that's had them. It's the benefits there again. It's going back to the Isle of Wight situation, it was. I think one of the children's partners was worse than National Health, I think it was, and he actually, he was trying to help the family by he was going there cooking, etc., etc. But like you said, he was getting fed up with it, mate, because every time he turned up, he seemed to be doing everything.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Is it the lifestyle that they've been brought up to know, and that's the only sort of lifestyle they do know, it's not going out to work, excuse my friend, it's not going out to work, but, why should we work when we can claim this?
That's it, it's the kids, and honestly, at the end of the day, it's them kids who are going to suffer with this now.
That
is it, it's going to be the kids, not him, he don't give a monkeys. No, anyway, it's nothing to do with me, because I live in France, so I'll let you get on.
Can I just ask you a question before you go?
Go on, mate.
Yes, mate.
I know you'll be honest, but are you just a teensy weensy bit jealous?
Who?
You.
No, not at all.
I mean, this guy has had, 15 different women, fathering 14 boys, 12 girls with 15 different women.
I'm not jealous. I'll tell you what, it makes me angry. It makes me sick. And it just shows how stupid them women were. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, hold on, these birds have had all these kids. What, and dumped them with him?
By all accounts.
There was one statement that he did say on there, but I shan't repeat it on the air because it's his family listening time at the moment. But there's one that I don't think he actually cared where it went, so to speak.
Right, okay.
So that says a lot for the mothers, doesn't it? If they've just spat them out and given them to him. Hey, mate, you can earn a few more, Bob. I'm off.
Yeah,
it's better,
it
isn't it? Right,
yeah.
I'll see you later, sorry.
Yeah. It's a series.
Yeah.
Thanks for your call, mate. Cheers.
Yeah, well, like I said, Ian, at one stage he was earning £80,000 a year. Well, he wasn't earning it. He was entitled to it. And like you say, it's enough to make anybody boil hot under the collar, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it does. I mean, I can imagine there are people out there that are affected by the same system they've got and not getting, you know, nowhere near the results that this bloke is. And then there's the other thing, you know, there are people out there that are paying, you know, taxes to keep this guy, you know, and you think how I can understand their blood boiling a little bit, but at the same time, I just look at it. I am amazed. I mean, there is a little bit of a jovial side to all of this. So I'm just seeing him walking about in a field with a rosette on his, you know, if we had a prize bull.
Stud bull, mate. But the other side of the coin, though, the people that was in Ipswich, you know, that was having the two houses knocked into one to make a seven-bedroomed house. You know, like the guy said, it's not a mansion. It's just two old council houses where they've knocked the middle wall out.
Yeah,
but he showed his actual Facebook page there, and he was receiving death threats and the threats of the place being petrol bombed and you know, killing his kids. Now that's terrible, isn't it?
It is. I mean, at the end of the day, it's happened. We have to deal with it. What's he supposed to do? Is he supposed to live on fresh air?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I noticed that you know, I don't want to pull the racist card, but they're only picking on English families at the moment.
Right.
You know, you don't see nothing about the say the Eastern Blockers that are coming over and that sort of thing. Will that come to light? I don't know, Ian. But,
okay, well, that's a good point to bring up because, I would say, you know, this is a question. Do you think we see these programmes and this is... Why do you think this programme is on the television? Why do you think... Is it purely and simply because, oh, we want to be factual and get the facts out there? Or is it, we want to put this out there because we're going to get more viewers? And also...
No, you're not, mate. Yeah, next year is a general election.
Yeah. Well, there's 26 potential voters there, isn't there?
Yeah, I'll let you go anyway. You give somebody else a chance.
Thanks for your call, Keith.
And you in. All the best.
Cheers
mate.
Now. Bye.
Bye.
My old mate Kevin Barclay J says, oh dear, Channel 5 strike again. They make these programmes to highlight the tiny minority of benefit abusers, which then leads to the newspapers glamorising them and the general public to hate and abuse them and to imagine these abuses are common. When will Channel 5 make a programme about positive things in our society rather than creating scapegoats and hate-mongering? The lazy, oversexed object from the Isle of Wight on the show represents a tiny minority of people on benefits, where the vast majority are decent people trying to find work and forge ahead with their lives. That's Kevin Barclay J. What do you think? Give us a call. Go on, 240666. It's not the last phone-in, it's the penultimate phone-in. For the summer, so you just as well give us a call now, because otherwise you'd miss us for 8 weeks. 240666. We're talking about this programme that was on TV, Channel 5 last night. I've got to be honest with you, I'm shocked because this is going on less than half a mile away from my door, and I had no idea. I mean, let's be honest, if you had a family of 26 living down the road, you'd know about it, wouldn't you? But we don't. So I've got a question. Is it real? Is it true? Has it been flowered up a little bit? Has it been sensationalised? You know, that's the question I'm asking. According to Emma, It is true, and she's got a comment. There's lots of comments here I've got to read out, so just bear with me. I'm just going to find them. Let's have a little look here. Emma says... Oh, crikey, it's gone berserk on Facebook. We asked a question. You know, I'm not sure whether I believe the media anymore. Father of 26 children living on our doorstep, we didn't know about it. Have the gossips on the Isle of Wight gone on strike? Is it for real? Have Channel 5 sensationalised to provoke a backlash and boost the listening audience? Here's a question. Do you have the ump because you're jealous or envious? And where's that message here from Emma? There's so many. And Emma's caught my eye because she actually said, yes, she does know them. So it is confirmation that they do actually exist. Let's have a little... I can't believe there must be about 70-odd comments on here. It's incredible. It's just gone absolutely berserk. Crikey, I'm honestly, it's just gone mad. Emma Lawrence says, I know about this family, but never gossiped about them because I would have only blown a gasket. Mrs. J says, I knew about this family, but I don't gossip and am not taken in by the hype and attempts to divide us all. I don't do jealous or envy myself. See, I think there is an attempt there of, you know, divide, isn't there? Jeff says, I'd go for the sensationalist. They love to big up the one-offs and portray it as the norm. I mean, thinking about it, when you know, go back in your mind, you know, it's only like 50-odd years, 60 years ago maybe, that families were about 13, 15, you know, and you know, it's only twice the size of what a normal family would have been 50-odd years ago. So Jeff says, people on benefits are fair game, as there's no comeback on the broadcasters like there would be if they did similar about other sections of society. This was started by the government when Cameron was stood in some shopping centre whipping the crowd into a frenzy over benefits like Adolf at the Nuremberg rally, and since then the broadcasters have had a field day helping to fuel in some cases hatred, as many seem to believe what it is in the press and on TV as the norm. I think we know that it's not the norm, and I think that this is just I'm amazed. I don't have any hatred. I don't have any feelings at all at the moment. I'm trying to work it out. I'm just, you know, this guy. I'm looking at this guy thinking 26 kids. I mean, you know, you ain't no Hugh Grant, it's got to be said. Michael Bublé. All TV programmes like this are controversial, so to provoke a reaction, generate interest, get everyone moaning. The country would be a lot less moany if TV was more fun and positive. I agree with you there. Jeff is totally correct. It's all about the one-offs. This isn't the norm in this country. Alan says, notice how they scour the country to give everyone someone to hate. Diverts attention away from hating the people who should be in the firing line. I've wondered about this. I've got to be honest with you. When we had that election a little while ago, excuse me, when we had that election a little while ago, I did think, right, how are they going to get out of this? Because at the moment, you know, the bandwagon for UKIP is just rolling on and on and on. And all of a sudden, it's taken away from UKIP politics and so on and so forth, and it's because obviously, you know, politicians, media control everything, and they wanted to hang on a minute, he's getting too popular there, Mr. UKIP's getting too popular, let's take the shine off of him, let's go and shine on something else. Mr. Hobbs says, diversionary tactics. Notice how when the government first started the let's all hate the benefits claimants tirade, the masses jumped on the bandwagon, and then all of a sudden out pops bedroom tax. See, I don't think it's as bad as that. I think the majority of people don't really care that much. I've got to be honest with you. It's just the noisy ones that make the most noise, like the guy in France. I can't believe some people, says Angela. So I'm the only person who thinks that it's all wrong and someone would even consider having 26 children. I have nothing against genuine people in need claiming benefits. This man does not fit that category. Sad indictment of the times we live in. People think this man has every right to have as many children as he likes and not and not to contribute to society in any shape or form. It's the kids I feel sorry for. We're not talking about a chap who has had half a dozen kids. He's had 26. I repeat, 26, says Angela. Why should the taxpayers support them, selfish git? Whilst I'm on my rant, my great-grandmother was one of 14 children born in 1903. She always told me her mother prided herself in the fact that the house was spotless. All of her siblings had jobs. Life wasn't easy, but they had some self-respect. Got to be honest with you, Angela, I kind of agree with some of your rants, but if you're insinuating that the house is a bit messy, it's not. I saw a picture of the house. It looked absolutely spotless. It's only the manipulated masses would just wake up. If only the manipulated masses would just wake up in this world, it could be a better place for us all. Stewie says, I would say that islanders don't tend to gossip that much about what is true, preferring instead to make things up. That's probably why few of us have heard about him. So Stewie was another one. Didn't know anything about this guy whatsoever. And it's kind of strange that it was not a secret, but we just didn't know. Maybe we just didn't care. Maybe we just, you know, just weren't aware enough to make a comment or, you know, to care. I mean, bottom line, to care. You've got 26 people living down there in one house. Literally, we're talking half a mile from my gaff. And you think you never noticed that, and other people haven't noticed it too, right under their nose. Hi, who's this?
Hello, it's Jackie.
Hi, Jackie, what do you think?
Well, I didn't see the programme.
Were you one of the 15 ladies? Can you clarify?
No.
Perhaps we should put a call out for the 15 ladies.
I think, really, a lot of it could be, if the government had the nerve to do it, is to, okay, child benefit is something we've all been brought up with. And I think perhaps for the first three children, and after that you're on your own, that might stop them using the children as meal tickets.
Yeah,
they've
that's...
then got to be responsible for them all.
But then, should we have a situation where we say, right, you're not having any more than X? Is there a cut-off point? Cause
no, I don't think you can tell people how many to have, but I think child benefit should only be for the first three children, perhaps. And after that, if you want any more, then you pay for them. Yeah. Don't expect it, you know, the government to put that, or the taxpayers to supplement you.
I mean, the daft thing is, he was probably, for the first half a dozen kids, he was probably working anyway and supporting them.
Maybe, but, you know, I mean, there's nothing, you can't tell people not to have large families, but I can't imagine he's got 26 children because he just wants 26 children. It doesn't make sense, does it? And as Mark said, you know, where are the mothers? Did they not play any part in their upbringing?
Well, according to this, no, they all live with him. But what about this lady that had octopus last year? Was it eight kids she had?
Sometimes that happens when they've been on these IVF treatments, doesn't it?
But do you think then, if they got, like, help, would that be right? Would that be fair? And if so, what's the difference?
There's always that sort of line you don't really know, do you? Nothing's as simple as being black and white, is it? But I don't know. It's morally sort of quite revolting, I think, to have all those children. I know that some families like large families, and fine, that's fine, but you have to be able to support them. And a lot of the time, these people that have these IVF treatments, they actually are working, aren't they? The fathers are working, and I think parents and neighbours and things chip in, don't they? But, I mean, 26, come on, you know, that's not sort of an accident, is it? That's not an IVF accident, is it?
No.
You know, there's no way. With IVF, it's because people desperately want a family, isn't it? And sometimes they have, you know, multiple births, and that doesn't happen that often. But people who sort of make a living out of having children as a meal ticket...
I've got to be honest with you, Jackie. I don't know whether to be angry or congratulate this guy on an absolutely unbelievable achievement.
Well, I don't think I congratulate him. I mean, it reminds me of that horrible chap. Do you remember a little while about the one that to get some money that he killed his six children? He had 18, didn't he? That Mick somebody. Do you remember they're in prison now?
Yeah.
I don't think they meant to kill them. They set fire to the house, didn't they?
Mm.
And got themselves out, and six children died.
Well,
out of his 18.
I mean, that's a far cry from this story. I mean,
yes,
this, you know, this is.
But I mean, why do people want 26? I mean, what is the reasoning behind? Why would anybody want to have 26 children? It doesn't make sense. I just don't understand what it is about that. It can't be for the love of children, can it? It's got to be for the love of the income they bring.
Or he's just a sex maniac, one of the two.
Well, I mean, there's such a thing as, you know, birth control. You know, it's all very, very sort of, I don't know. I really don't know. I don't think I'm... I can't imagine he's a terribly popular character now he's been on the television. Would he have got paid for that programme as well, do you think?
See, he's been on the this morning show as well, so, you know...
See, I wouldn't want to be sort of made famous for all those reasons, would you?
If he was paid for it, he'd lose his benefits, wouldn't he? So
Yes.
And then you could say, well, at least then if he's getting paid for the show, he's then earning. So, yeah. You know, he can't win either way, can he?
No, but Channel 5 do seem to be the channel to sensationalise all these people, doesn't it?
Do you know what I reckon we should do? The Isle of Wight people should demand a film, you know, made of this person. Make a film of this guy and, you know, put the Isle of Wight on the map. You still there?
Yeah,
you've been
about.
Run over then.
You disappeared.
Oh, you kind of disappeared. There was a load of noise there in the background.
When I came in the garden.
Oh right, you're in the garden.
Yeah.
They should make a film of this guy and put the Isle of Wight on the map. Probably for all the wrong reasons, but he'll be getting adverts.
I just think that I don't know. To be honest, it's beyond belief, isn't it? The way these people carry on. I wonder if he's going to enjoy his moment of fame. I don't know. Now that more people know about it, he might not be quite so popular, might he?
Well, I don't. You know, I think he's going to be ever so popular for a while. I reckon.
I do. As I said in the past, I don't have a problem with the benefit system, provided it's used as it's meant to be used. But I do have a major problem with people who work it for their own gain, at other people's expense, and. You know, we've fallen victim yet again to a benefit claimant. As I've said before, you know, we can't get her out of the house and we've got to take her to court, and they can sit there and they can counter attack us and all the rest of it. And she's been sitting there since November, not paid any rent. And she has all the rights and we have none.
The system is really unfair at times.
It's terribly unfair.
It really
sometimes.
Is.
Terribly unfair. She's been issued with some court thing, and now even the council are challenging us as to why, you know, that she might be able to defend her eviction notice, so, which means we've got to go for another one, a possession order, which all the time this is happening, she's staying in that house, we're paying a mortgage, and you know, there's nothing we can do.
Yeah, nice.
That's where it goes wrong. And I really don't have a lot of sympathy. People who use it for what it's meant to be, that's fine. It's like the NHS. It's there for a purpose. But those that abuse it and work it to suit their own needs at other people's expense, I find that hard to take.
Mm. No, that's a good point, well made. Thanks for your call today, Jackie.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
It's 12:32. If you want to give us a call, you can. 240-666, 240-666. I've got one here from your old mate, Arthur. I was hoping he was going to give us a call, actually, because he's, you know, he's wise words. And he's honest as well. Tubwhacker. That's what he calls me, Tubwhacker or Bumsmacker, one of the two. Tubwhacker, 26 kids. The woman must have trouble standing up now, as she seems to have had spent most of her time on her back. But I suppose 26 is not all the same with the same woman. A first-class example of a bloke that should have been bought a train set as a kid, so he had something else to play with. I bet he buys the Stun and has a Sky Dish. That's from R4. What do you think? Morwenna says, it's not my place to judge. Okay, it's not my place to judge others and say if they're right or wrong. What do you mean allowed? Are you suggesting that, like China, we force people to have only one child, or perhaps the forced sterilisation of the Nazis to have a free state and civilised state, and where welfare takes care of the poor and vulnerable? There will be those that abuse, but you must look to the greater good of all. Which innocent children would you allow to eat and drink, and which would you allow to starve? having a job or not having a job does not make a good father, neither does being rich or poor. It's all gone quiet. Anyone read A Christmas Carol when Scrooge is in the Ghost of Christmas Present, when he sees the sees to the poor and starving children? Scrooge asks the ghost if anything can be done. The ghost replies, "Are there now prisons? Are there no workhouses?" Using Scrooge's own words against him, and then saying the system that pays him every time one of his breeding machines has another baby, payments should be capped. We're not talking about someone who has had a few kids. He's had 26, says Angela. Okay, let's take another call. Hi, who is this?
See, there's another one. You just read that out. Another one, Nazis, this, that, the other. It's a load of... Honestly, Ian, it drives me mad. This geezer is working the system. That's what's wrong. And that's what people like that... You just read that out. That's what people like her don't understand. Do you know what I mean?
I do. I can see her point, but at the same time, when this is kind of... I mean, and it looks black and white here, doesn't it? It's quite clear that
it's quite clear he's got 26 kids sitting on his arse, doing sod all, getting £800, and that's been knocked down to £1,500, apparently, getting £800 a week. Do you know... And yet you get people like this, as soon as you say something about it that you don't agree with it, you're called Nazis, you're called this, you're called that, birth control, China. I mean, come on, where are their brains?
Well,
give it to the people that need the bleeding money.
Can I ask you a question, then? Let's turn it around. It's done. It's happened. There are X amount of children now that are living in a system that needs feeding, okay? Money, yeah. Food, whatever. We can't, whatever's done is done. We can't change that. No. What do you think should be done now?
What, now?
Yeah.
I'd get round his house, I'd see how many of them kids are fit for working age, and I'd get them a job.
What about the ones that are, you know, are school kids?
Right, the school kids get the same as everyone else. £800 a week, Ian?
Hmm.
Are all 26 of them living at home?
Well, 18. 18 of them are living at home.
18 in a three-bedroom flat.
Hmm.
Well, that's wrong for a start.
It's not a frat, they're flat. It's a house, but they
well,
I think...
Now, so what's that work? How many kids that work out of a bedroom?
So
you can bet you, I'll tell you what, you can bet he's got his own one.
He sleeps on the sofa.
Oh, he sleeps on the sofa, probably because he can't get upstairs.
But see, the thing is, it's done now. It's done, but now we have to sort things out.
Right, it's done, but then people should get round there now, because I'm telling you now, that's wrong. And them kids shouldn't be brought up in that. And someone said, what we got to do, put them in care, but they might want to go in bleeding care. Pull them to one side, ask them, do you want to get out of this environment?
Do you know what, Keith, Mark, I've got to be honest with you. The pictures that I've seen of the family, okay, I just look at and think, it's very... You look at the family, they're all happy, they're all smiley, the house looks clean and tidy, they look like a normal kind of family, just big.
Right, big, but you're paying for them. See, this is what does me, mate. This is what gets me going. You know what I mean? You've got people that are entitled to the money... not getting it, and yet this geezer's getting it for doing what? What's he ever done? Nothing. He's had 26 kids.
He's worked the door like you.
Oh, has he?
Yeah, he's...
Well, he couldn't have been very bleeding good at it, could he?
Well, he may have been brilliant at it, but I mean, he just got sidetracked.
If he was any good at it, he wouldn't be skint.
Yeah, no, that's true. Mind you, in his day, no doubt, I mean, the door work's changed dramatically over the last 20 years.
Oh, that's where he met all these birds in, was it? Knocking all these kids out?
Probably.
Yeah. Well, I didn't. I'll tell you what, he could come off benefit, do an advert for condom, and he'd have enough money for the rest of his life.
I think you might be right there. That might be a good idea. Condom or some kind of Viagra pill.
Oh, look, Viagra works.
Yeah.
Hey, look, you could publicise that geezer all over the place. And as you said, stick him in a field with a badge on him. Top ball. Hey, our Red Bull makes you fly. Right, I'll see you later.
I'll tell you
and
what.
Jackie, years ago, love, what we would do, we'd get a baseball bat, go round there and chuck them out. Because I tell you what, that's what I'd do if someone was in my gaff not paying their rent.
You for
right,
hire.
With that, I'll see you later.
Thanks, you cool. Cheers. It's 20 to 1. We'll take a quick break and then we'll come back with some more messages and hopefully some calls as well. 240666 is the number that you need.
The Isle of Wight phone-in is powered by White Fibre, providers of next-generation TV, crystal clear HD with live pause, rewind and recording. Call them on 240-240.
FretBuzz.net is the place to go for all the latest music reviews, news, photos and more, covering island bands to established acts from across the globe. The guys at FretBuzz will give you their unique view on the music world. As well as music reviews, FretBuzz now offer bands and musicians a range of promotional services, from photo shoots, video show reels, to advertising and features on the site. It caters for all budgets and requirements. Just call 07576 138 337 today for more information. So whatever you're looking for, visit us at fret-buzz.net for all your music needs, or find us on Facebook by searching FretBuzz Music Reviews.
Need your appliances pack tested? Call the local experts, West White Audio. Reasonable prices and all-island coverage. Give Kelvin a ring on 0800 118 2484 for a no-obligation chat. Email info@westwhiteaudio.co.uk or follow the link on the Vectis Radio homepage.
Hi, Maggie here. My passion is motivating people just like you to become the very best version of themselves. I know you are really serious about changing your life and you are ready to make some significant changes. Work with me one-to-one. You will unlock your hidden potential and achieve the results you truly deserve. The action you take will feel more positive and focused when supported, guided and encouraged by me. You will discover your true value and positive benefits through your new outlook and mindset. I guarantee your confidence levels will rocket, just like my current clients who come from all walks of life and include celebrities. Get in touch with me today through the contact page on my website, www.credencetraining.co.uk, or via the Vectis Radio website. I look forward to working with you wherever you are in the world.
White Crystal are the widely recognised supplier of spring water and water coolers on the Isle of Wight. As a registered charity, White Crystal work alongside the Way Forward programme, which provides a programme of activity supporting people with physical and learning disabilities. To find out more about their products, check out www.whitecrystal.org.uk, or to place an order, please call them on 01983 520128. Free delivery is available. Westridge Golf Centre is the number one place on the Isle of Wight to get into golf. They have a fully covered floodlit golf range to practice your game, with PGA qualified professionals on hand to provide tuition for complete beginners all the way through to the most advanced golfers. Check them out now on www.westridgegolfcentre.co.uk. Westridge Golf Centre in Brading Road, Ryde.
As the nation's leading first aid charity, we at St John Ambulance believe nobody should die because they needed first aid and didn't get it. Yet only one in five of you would know what to do in the event of an emergency. So why not be the difference in your local community by volunteering with the St John Ambulance units at either Ryde or Newport? You'll learn life-saving skills which could be the difference between life and death.
Dead's better. White Fibre, the local fibre optic broadband supplier. Challenge us to beat your current deal.
WhiteFibre.com.
The Isle of Wight phone-in is powered by White Fibre, where everyone can watch, play and talk without the premium price tag. Straightforward deals, honesty and value for money. Call them on 240-240.
So
So if you want to give us a call, you can, 240666. It's the penultimate phone-in of the summer. It will be back in September. We are asking a question today. What's your thoughts on the shameless father of 26? He's been dubbed the shameless father by the Daily Mail and others too. I think there's a link there to the television programme, obviously, which is similar, but this guy ain't got... Frank Gallagher never fathered 25 kids. 26 kids who lives on benefits, demands his right to claim handouts and demand a bigger house for his family. Unemployed Peter Rolfe is actually from the Isle of Wight, fathered 14 boys, 12 girls with 15 different women. Let's go to the phones. Hi, who's this?
Hello there, young man.
Hello, young lady. Can I crack a joke and lighten the mood just a little bit? Because I just think this is really funny. I just thought this is Paul Greenfield. Paul Greenfield. On the plus side, Oggy's Fish and Chips in Newport are doing a storming trade when his tribe turn up.
Yeah.
You can just imagine. Can I have 26 portions of chips, please?
Yeah.
anyway, go on.
The thing is, Macca, I didn't watch the programme. I watch very little television, and I certainly wouldn't watch a programme like that. I can see it from both sides, obviously, but I just think, from what I have seen, from what I heard on this morning, basically, was where I saw him and heard him talking. And the man I saw talking, none of what's being said today, not, you know, the people are screaming, getting irate, is anything like the man I saw talking to Phil on telly yesterday. From what I work out, and I'm sure somebody will correct me, but from what I worked out, from what they were saying, he worked all his life. He was a doorman. He admitted that that he should have been more careful and that he shouldn't have fathered all those children. He doesn't regret the children because he loves them all, but he regrets the situation and taking advantage of his job as a doorman, because obviously back then, I don't know much about doorman, but it seemed to be like an open book for him. It was, everything was available and he just didn't have the willpower to say no. And hot-blooded male or whatever you want to call him. But I think myself, that all went on. But also, it was a case of, from what I understood, he's only got 6 of the children living with him. And all the children lived with their mothers. And I think there may even be some... He knows about them all, but I'm not sure how well he knows them all. And I don't know where they all live. But my feeling from what was being said was that there's only 6 of them living with him in this house and here on the island.
So do you know what? I mean, we've gone kind of full circle, because I started off my question, I don't know what to believe anymore.
No.
Because when you watch the television programme, was saying X. I didn't see it.
Mm.
But when you read the story in the newspaper, it clearly states that 18 of his kids live with him.
Mm.
And sometimes it's 19. Mm. And when you hear the words coming out of his mouth being interviewed on This Morning, he only says that there's 6. Mm. So you don't know what to believe anymore, do you?
There's been a few... I mean, I'll tell you this. People get offered to go on television and do a programme. They get promised all sorts. He was probably promised that he'd have enough money to get himself a house. He said he didn't want... A bigger, more rooms or anything. He just wanted one of the older houses that have bigger bedrooms in them. He apologised for things he's done. Apparently, he's worked all his life. It's only when he was 60 that he retired because of his ill health. I mean, there's a whole different story to what everybody's reacting to. And also, you and I know that they will, they'll stir up anything. I mean, you've heard about other programs. I've heard about other programs. And then, again, on This Morning, they've had people in talking and they've given a whole different side to it. And the last few weeks, there's been a few different people who've come in and Phil has said to them, so this isn't and this and this in the show. And they've said, yes, but it's been completely twisted and portrayed totally different to how we are. And that's why they're going in and talking on that show, so they can actually explain that what people are seeing in the programme isn't actually how it is. You know what I mean?
So how did Channel 5 get away with that then? Because, you know, I just think that is... Because we see this on a daily basis where they will come out, and newspapers will do exactly the same. Newspapers are far worse. They get away with far more than they do on the television. But it just... So, you know, you look at it and you think, come on, give us the truth. Because the rest of us now... or not, you know, there are some people out there that are irate, they are upset, they are annoyed, they are frustrated.
Yeah.
But they're only frustrated because they've been misled.
Yeah, exactly. But that's where I say, you know, people, I've had a few sort of private discussions with people this morning. They're saying to me, you can't really mean what you're saying. And I said, well, I do. And then we've sort of discussed it and we've agreed to disagree because, you know, they still... Sometimes if you try and explain something to somebody, if they can't see it, they, you know, you're wasting your time. There's no point trying to keep on putting your case across because people just can't see it. So you just have to know when to give up and not to keep on. I had somebody yesterday ranting on to me about immigrants in this country and a whole load of stuff. And with some people, if that issue arises, I can have a discussion with them and I can, you know, say, well, have you considered this? Have you thought of that? And the one bit that really annoyed me with this person was he was going on about the Poles. And I wanted to say to him, well, what about the Polish people who protected the Isle of Wight? And what about the ones, you know, this is back in wartime, and the ones who sort of, you know, helped us win the war, if you like.
Yeah.
And people don't, you know, and there are other countries that were involved, and people never think about that. They just go off on a tangent on something.
You're
agree with wars or armies or anything like that, even though all my family have been in the forces. I now don't agree with any of that, and if I could stop it all, I would. But that doesn't take away from my respect for the people who, you know, fought for this country and everything else. And even that, people get, they misconstrue, and they think, you know, if you say something, people jump very quickly. They don't really hear what you're saying. You know, they really jump on you, and I mean, I've had it all my life, but I still get it now, where people accuse me of, how could you say that? You know, you're so disloyal. No, I'm not.
It's just seeing it from both sides, isn't it? I mean, we get too angry sometimes, and we can only see one side. We only want to see one side. Yeah. And this is quite clearly, there's things that don't add up. This guy's got 26 kids. I'm not doubting that. But they're saying that 18 are living, and I've seen the picture of the house, and you're thinking, you've got 18 kids living in that house.
Well,
that can't be right.
House.
Exactly. And yes, it does have a garage, and I would imagine that there may be even people sleeping in there.
That garage isn't his. The garage that was on the television isn't even his. It belongs to the next door, people next door. That's another thing he was trying to clear up on the telly yesterday morning. Because they showed this decorated garage or something. That I don't know whether some of the kids are living in it or what it was being used for.
Do you know what?
He says it's not even his garage.
Do you know what? I'm just looking at the picture now and it says it's a tight squeeze. Peter's council house on the Isle of Wight isn't big enough for his family, okay? Mm-hmm. Brackets. They do not own the attached garage.
Right.
So, you know, it is... So why put it in the picture then? Why put it in the picture? They look like they've got a massive drive and a garage too, and you think, right, okay. And it's not that at all. They've misled everybody yet again. They've misled people. I mean, you know, this to me is going on too many times. When are people going to wake up? I'm going to use one of your terms now.
Yeah.
When are they going to wake up and smell the coffee? You've just been stitched up. You've just been wound up. It's not as it seems.
No, but it's happening every day. People are being... What it is, I mean, you and I know, as do a lot of other people, that we're being set against each other. You try and get everybody to think, oh, what a terrible man, he's had all these children. And people just, you know, I've heard and read comments this morning, and I'm thinking, have you seen the same information I've seen? How can you think that way? You know, the same as they're doing with me. They're thinking, how can you possibly be saying what you're saying, you know. So we're, yeah. But everybody has got really angry, and they're all set against each other.
And
I mean,
it.
People will fall out over this. I won't fall out with anyone. They might fall out with me, but I won't fall out with anyone. But it's just, it's all about divide and conquer, isn't it?
I think you're right. Just hang on a sec there. Let's see who's on the other line here. Hi, who's this?
Just one thing.
Go on. Right?
If this geezer's been misportrayed,
yeah,
nick 'em. There must be a standards committee or something like that. Nick 'em. If they've put 18 people are living in his house and he's only got 6, take 'em to court. Nick 'em.
Yeah.
Then he won't have to get no more benefit because the television station will have to give him millions.
Yeah, I think that's easier said than done, though, Mark. I don't profess to be able to.
Well, how can that be easier said than done, though? He's gone on a television program, you're saying,
yeah.
And he's more or less said that report was wrong.
Yeah, but
it's a defamation of character. It's got to be.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, and really speaking, exactly what you say is right. I totally agree with you. But I also know, because of other cases that I know about, you try and get the law, when you try and get something sorted, as you're saying he should be able to do, you're blocked. You just
what the BBC and all that are under?
Is it Ofcom, are you thinking?
Is it Ofcom?
Yeah, there could be an Ofcom situation there.
Is it Ofcom?
Yeah.
Like, because it's a false report. If they put something in the newspaper that's wrong, you can take them to court, can't you?
Mm. But then you have to pay for that. You'd have to pay to take them to court. It would have to be a civil action.
Well, if he's on under £800 a week, I think he can do that.
But is he?
Or there must be another charity out there that'll help him out.
Well, here's another question that Mrs. J's just asked. If that bit of this report is not true, how much of the rest is not true?
Right, exactly. This is what I'm saying. So if it's an untrue story, there must be a body that you can go to. Like if you put a false advert on the TV, you can be nicked, can't you?
Mm.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? So maybe the geezer should go down that route.
Well, maybe that's why, you've just made me think of this, Mark, but maybe that's why they allowed him yesterday, and they've allowed several people over the last few weeks who've been involved in these sort of programmes to go in and put their side. Perhaps once they've been in and put their side, maybe there's some clause there that then lets them off. I don't know.
It can't be. If he's been misrepresented... He's been misrepresented, hasn't he?
Yeah, but like a newspaper can put if they give out some great big story about something and it's totally wrong and somebody complains, they'll do a little apology that's about a 2-inch little bit near the back page.
Yeah, well, the papers are clever. The TV programmes are regulated.
Yeah.
That's the thing. The TV programmes are regulated.
Mm.
If he had nothing to do with the editing or anything like that, and they've just put that out, they've made him look like a scumbag, basically,
yeah.
Haven't they?
Yeah. It'll
be interesting to see what comes out of this now.
Yeah, it will.
It will, because you've highlighted something, and now people are going to look at it slightly differently, and they'll do a little bit of research, and they'll think, well, hang on a minute, it's not quite as bad as what the press are actually, how they portrayed it, and it's nowhere near as bad as how the TV portrayed it. How have they gotten away with that? Maybe, you know, people will jump in and try and support, because if they get some kind of support, yeah, but it makes perfect sense for them to do so, because they'll make money out of the situation.
They're quick enough to jump on the law on anything else, aren't they?
They are.
Now this geezer here, if they have misrepresented him like that, then he's got a case, hasn't he?
Well, let's watch this
Liberty,
space.
All the rest of them, they jump over everything else, don't they?
Mm.
So let them jump on this one. If he's been misrepresented, or do another show. So this is the truth.
Hey,
well,
look.
I was going to ask Ian if he was going to nip round and see him and ask him to come in and give his side of the story on Vectors.
Well, why not?
Bring his family.
I haven't got that one. But tell him, I'll tell you what, if I'm on, I'll tell him I was a doorman, but I did keep me in my pants.
Yeah, but he actually said that it was so easy, and he was obviously a much younger.
Well, it was easy, but you got a bit of discipline, love, haven't you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I agree.
Right, I'm off.
Thanks for your call, Mark. And thanks for your call, Mrs. J.
Okie dokie.
Oh, crikey, he's gone. Bit of feedback. Thanks for being there, Mrs. J.
Okay, love
it. Test. Bye. Bye. It's Suck, and that is just about it. Thank you.